This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, under the oversight of the elders of the Chipman Rural Congregation in Lee Summit, Missouri. Thank you for joining me today for our devotional here at the fireside. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fail, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. One of the first truths that small children learn about God is that he is good. A prayer of thanksgiving offered by boys and girls sometimes is this: God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. The Bible speaks often of the goodness of God. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, Psalm 33, verse 5. On the other hand, God also is a just God, exacting severity upon all those who disobey him. Both the Old and New Testaments are replete with examples of God punishing the disobedient. Adam and Eve brought suffering and death to the human family through their sin, Genesis 2, verse 16. God also drove them from the Garden of Eden and from the Tree of Life, Genesis 3, 22 through 24. The Lord placed a curse on Cain for murdering his brother. Abel, Genesis 4, verses 9 through 15. Yes, God is a God of love, goodness, mercy, and grace, but he also is a God of justice and severity. Every sin not covered by the blood of his Son must be dealt with, and justice must be exacted. We are encouraged in Mark 16, 15 and 16, Matthew 7, 21, Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, and Revelation 2 and verse 10, that we should all desire to place our faith in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God, and give our lives in humble submission to the will of the Heavenly Father. Thank you for joining me today for a devotional here at the Fireside.
You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.